Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following radio broadcast.
Good morning and welcome to the Breakfast Show on the Lifestyle Channel. On today's program, we will be talking with Ms. Wendy Weller, who is an independent nutritionist and dietitian currently residing in Chicago. Ms. Weller has become well known as a health consultant and has helped athletes in cities such as New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco to improve their eating habits and fitness level. She will tell us more about her new business, a health and fitness advice center called The Wellness Clinic. Now, let's welcome Ms. Weller to the show.
Number 71. What is Wendy Weller's profession? Number 72. Where does Ms. Weller live? Number 73. What will Ms. Weller discuss on today's show? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Now that everyone has assembled, it's almost time to go into the first exhibition hall. This might be your first visit to the Hawking Science Museum, so I'll briefly describe what this morning's tour involves. In a moment, at 9 a.m., we will view the space and our solar system exhibits. I'm sure you will be amazed. At around 9:45, we will move on to the Biological World exhibition before having a short stop for juice and cookies at 10:30. Next, we will visit the Robotics and Electronics Exhibition Hall, and then we will go to the main auditorium at 12. There, you will watch a film showing the evolution of science over the centuries. Okay, let's begin.
Number 74. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 75. When will the listeners have some refreshments? Number 76. What will happen in the main auditorium? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thanks for coming, everyone. As CEO and chairman of Jobson Group, PLC, I wanted to gather all of the firm's advertising executives together today to thank you for making this year such a successful one. By doubling our revenue over the last 12 months, we have been able to enlarge our headquarters in Houston and become more profitable than our closest rival, Sorel Incorporated. However, we cannot afford to slow things down. In the past couple of months, we have signed contracts with 5 new clients. Now, let's talk about ways we can exceed their expectations and provide our typically outstanding service.
Number 77. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 78. Why does the speaker say,
"We cannot afford to slow things down"?
Number 79. What is the speaker going to do next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
I'd like to take a moment to welcome you all on board. My name is Walter Allen, and I'll be your captain on today's flight from Glasgow to Toronto. In a few minutes, we'll be taking off. It should take us approximately 6 hours to reach our destination. While we finish loading your luggage, please look at the card that you can find in the seat pocket in front of you. This explains our emergency evacuation procedures. Around 45 minutes from now, we will reach our cruising altitude of 30,000 feet. At that time, you will be served your choice of either beef with rice or chicken with vegetables. 30 minutes after the meal, earphones will be distributed before today's in-flight movie starts. I hope you all enjoy traveling with us today.
Number 80. Where is the announcement taking place? Number 81. What are passengers asked to do? Number 82. What does the speaker say will happen in approximately 45 minutes? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following radio broadcast.
This is Kerry Sanders on WTRK Radio, and I'm here to tell you what kind of conditions you can expect in our city over the next few days. As I'm sure you all know, we have a long weekend coming up because Friday and Monday are national holidays, so take a trip somewhere nice. Friday will be a little cloudy, with a chance of showers and a high of only 21 degrees. Saturday will be similar, but with a bit more sunshine. Sunday will have a high of 27 degrees and clear skies all day, so use this opportunity to go to the city park and enjoy the sun. Oh, and by the way, the city park will be hosting a festival this weekend, but it will be closing on Monday so that new trees, flowers and facilities can be added.
Number 83. What is the report mainly about? Number 84. According to the speaker, what day will be best for outdoor activities? Number 85. What will happen next week? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Chopra. This is Leslie Goldstein calling about the property on Moore Avenue. I'm glad to hear you are interested in the apartment. You wanted to know a few things about the place. Well, it is located on the 10th floor of the Pearl Building, which was constructed only 6 months ago. The building is extremely modern and houses several stores, restaurants, and a gym on its lower levels. The apartment is very spacious and comes fully furnished with kitchen appliances. However, these can be removed if you wish, and the rent would be lowered accordingly. This property is highly desirable, so you need to act quickly. We've had a lot of calls. Please contact me as soon as possible to arrange a viewing.
Number 86. What is the main purpose of the message? Number 87. What does the speaker say about the Pearl Building? Number 88. What does the woman imply when she says,
"We've had a lot of calls"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
The last thing I'd like to discuss before ending this meeting is the renovation of the cafeteria. As you all know, the cafeteria has been in poor condition for a long time. Well, next month we plan to make some big improvements to it, and we hope that you, our hard-working employees, will be happy with the changes. Our company president, Peter Chegwin, has arranged for the cafeteria to be enlarged so that it can comfortably seat all 55 of our employees, instead of only 30. The renovation will take a few days, during which time staff will not be able to use the cafeteria. If you have any queries, please direct them to someone in personnel at 555-2827.
Number 89. What is the speaker discussing? Number 90. What improvement does the speaker mention? Number 91. What should employees do if they have questions? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message and information.
Hello, William. This is Kate calling from our manufacturing plant. As you requested, I personally sampled the first batches of our brand new snack foods this morning. You had asked me to assess the taste and overall quality of the products, and I think we need to do something to improve the McNiven's mixed nuts. In my opinion, there are far too many peanuts in each can. 55% is far too high, and I think potential customers will not be impressed with the low percentages of the other nuts either. In particular, if you take a look at the ingredient information, I'm sure you'll agree that 15% is way too low. Let's increase that and reduce the number of peanuts.
Number 92. Where does the woman work? Number 93. What did the speaker do this morning? Number 94. Look at the graphic. For which item does the speaker wish to increase the amount? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the telephone message and map.
Hello, Mr. Granger. I'm just calling to let you know that I'll be available to meet you at 2 p.m. tomorrow. I think the house on Sadler Avenue would be an ideal home for you and your family. I'm sure you'll agree after I've let you view the property. As you know from our website, the house is situated on the corner of Sadler Avenue and Willis Road, but you may need to park your car nearby on Elm Street. Also, would you mind picking me up from my office on your way there? My car is in the shop at the moment. Hopefully this isn't too much of an inconvenience.
Number 95. Why is the woman calling? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which property is the listener most likely interested in? Number 97. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and schedule.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Kalamazoo Bus Station, I'd like to tell you about the new features in our station. Our $3 million refurbishment was completed last month, and the station now includes several excellent restaurants and coffee shops. Also, you can find free Wi-Fi and phone charging stations in all areas. And don't forget, if you have aching muscles after a long, stressful journey, you might want to check out our massage center on the second floor. For those who are waiting for the 8:15 bus to Chicago, this bus has been delayed by 1 hour and 30 minutes. Use this time to enjoy our station and all the things it has to offer.
Number 98. What is the main purpose of the announcement? Number 99. According to the speaker, what is available to all passengers? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which bus does the speaker say will be delayed?